for us to know. He replied, the Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. Acts 7 verse 8 NLT. I struggle with having patience. I always open the microwave before it dings, cokes along the red traffic light, and I hate being late. I feel like I am always in a state of busyness, rushing from one task to the next and never setting aside the time needed to listen and rest. The Message translation puts the above scripture like this. He told them, you don't get to know the time. Timing is the Father's business. How often I wish that I could accelerate God's timing to better align with my own. The thing is, if that were possible, I would make a mess of things. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 tells us the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God isn't taking his time just for the sake of taking his time. He isn't dragging the process out, holding out on you, or withholding his favor. He knows what is best, and if the promise he made you hasn't come to pass yet, hold on a little longer. If a door closes, it's because God has something better in store. Don't mistake what can appear to be slow timing for denial or absence. God is always working and turning things around, and I believe that He is doing the same for you today. Devotion by Caitlin Walker.